Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Michelle, and I'm here today with our wonderful makeup artist, Christian, and the lovely Danielle. And Christian is going to take us through some tips and tricks for the youth-activating BB cream.
Hello, Danielle.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm well.
When you match your color, usually when you go shopping for color, what do you look for?
What I try to avoid is anything with a red tone, which is really hard because a lot of the creams have red undertone.
Oh, yes, they do.
Or anything that's too... makes me look too ashy.
Perfect. So shade 4 is a perfect color for you. And I'm going to kind of demonstrate. Danielle's hands and neck lutee area is a little lighter than her face. Do you prefer to match more your face or your body?
My face.
Face, okay. That's a perfect example. So I'm going to go ahead and use shade 4 just so you guys get an idea of... I mean, this is like a... It doesn't match well on her hand. So we're going to apply it on the... And also, this texture on the hand is different than the texture on the face. So we're going to go ahead and just use it on the face.
Right. So if she was looking to match it to her face, that would not be a good way to pick the color for her. And if you're at home, you can go ahead and use your youth shade card, your youth BB cream shade card. Hold it up next to your face, and that'll give you a great idea of kind of where you land among the colors because you don't have Christian at home with you.
It's a perfect match.
So the 4 is a perfect match.
It is.
Can't wait to see it.
And there's no red tone on this, which is like more of a golden undertone, so it won't oxidize deeper. So it's a perfect shade for you.
And it looks very natural and sheer and light, but it's really evening out the skin tone, and she looks hydrated.
It doesn't look ashy. That's a concern for like deeper skin. Like they tend to look more ashy on us.
But I can see the warmth.
Is your skin a little bit more drier or more oily?
I have oily skin.
Oily skin?
Very oily skin, yes.
For having oily skin, it looks really nice, actually. So do you prefer a dewy or more of a matte finish?
A matte finish.
So you prefer more of a matte finish. You want to go ahead and set it with just a little translucent powder. You want to pat the nose area around the cheeks, definitely the chin.
Right, and that's because when you finish alone with the BB cream, it does give more of that dewy finish, right?
So you can definitely leave it dewy or matte. It's your preference.
Perfect. Gorgeous. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Danielle, and thank you, Christian, for these great tips.
You're welcome.
And thank you for watching.